I will now call the May 23rd, 2024 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission to order. Commissioner Carroll, may we please have a roll call? I took your pen. We're just all stealing things tonight.
Commissioner Placer?
Here.
Commissioner Ford? Commissioner Wilson?
Here.
Commissioner Lowe?
Here.
Commissioner Stanton?
Present.
Commissioner Dunn?
Here.
Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
Commissioner, I am here. Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Here.
We have eight. We have a quorum.
Excellent. Are there any changes or adjustments to our agenda tonight, Mr. Zinner?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Move to approve.
Second.
Approval moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Thumbs up approval of the agenda. Unanimous. Thank you. We all received a copy of the minutes from our last regular meeting. Is there any changes or adjustments? Seeing none.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Dunn. Can I get a thumbs up approval of the minutes? Unanimous with Commissioner Galway-Jones abstaining. Excellent. Our first and only case for the evening. Case number 149-2024, a request by Crockett Engineering Consultants on behalf of Discovery Entertainment Center, LLC, P1316 LLC, and Discovery Business Center, LLC, for approval of a PD plan amendment to the kitchen and Discovery offices to revise the building area of proposed site improvements, add dwelling units to Building 2, and adjust parking requirements. The revised PD plan will be known as the kitchen and Discovery offices. The approximately 10.64-acre subject site is located northwest of the intersection of Endeavor Avenue and Discovery Parkway and includes the address of 3701 Discovery Parkway. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, as you can see, our location is here on the screen in front of you. This is a major PD plan revision of the Discovery offices, the kitchen and the Discovery offices PD plan. 10.64 acres. Property owner letters were sent out on May 6th of this year. There were 11 of them, and the Tribune ad was run the following day on May 7th. Oblique aerial. As many of you are aware, the site has far more improvements on it than this aerial identifies. Presently, the kitchen is nearing completion, as I said in our staff comments at the end of our last meeting on May 9. We have been invited to take a tour. City staff has been invited to take a tour of the facility and the improvements there. So we're getting close. There is a building actually at the corner of Nakona and Endeavor that is built. That is the a mixed-use building. And then the kitchen facility is immediately to the south of that at the intersection of Discovery and Endeavor, which are not shown currently here on the plan itself, on this oblique aerial. So this is a single slide and a two-item, roughly, amendment to this plan, development plan. We are modifying building number 2, and I will show you the site plan as it has been modified with the highlighted areas that are denoted here in this discussion. The first area of modifications are in building 2. There has been about a 900 total square foot building increase, 300 square feet per floor in that building since it was originally approved. And then we have reduced the amount of office and retail space that was originally proposed in building 2 from 24,000 square feet to 13,000 square feet. And we have added in that 13,000 square feet an additional potential use, and that would be medical office. So that ground floor, 13,000 square foot area would be retail, office, and medical office moving forward. And on the ground floor, we've added 11,300 square feet for dwelling units. So there's four total additional dwelling units added to the building. Originally, it was a 70-unit building. It is now 74. So there are generally two dwelling units on either side of the retail office, medical office space. We've also adjusted square footage in building 1. the restaurant space associated with the kitchen, and then the indoor recreation building that is associated with the kitchen property as well. That has been done so to match up with the actual construction plans that are there. It helps to manage and mitigate the overall increase in square footage of the site. And the overall site change, when looking holistically at the entire kitchen Discovery Offices PD plan, is only 175 square feet larger than what we previously approved. So through the adjustments and making sure that we tightened up the numbers to what was actually built, we have only increased by 175 total square feet. We did perform the customary preliminary architectural review from what was shown on the site plan. It does appear as though building number two, with the revisions that have been made to it, still does meet the architectural requirements based on its length for overall articulation that are defined within the UDC. And as I said, this is the site plan that is proposed that would act as the new amended plan. Building two is what's in the rectangle up at the top, and that is where we have changed that ground floor space, 13,000 square feet now of retail office and medical office, with four dwelling units being added, totaling 11,300 square feet. You'll notice the other square then that's further to south of that. That is actually in what is referred to as the kitchen portion of this development. The building that is boxed in there is the restaurant and then the indoor recreation facility. The restaurant size went down slightly, as well as the indoor recreation, and therefore that's why those were adjusted in that particular area. The main interior space of the kitchen facility itself has not gone down, so the larger building that is to the right or east of the smaller one is the exact same size as it always has been, and then you see the outside pickleball courts. That is what defines really the kitchen and its entertainment area. And then you'll notice where the oval is. That is where formerly there was parking that was shown as being future. So that future parking, the future designation on that parking has been removed, and it has been removed due to the general increase in the square footage of Building 2 in order to offset the increased parking requirements. So those extra parking spaces that were once shown as future are now going to be installed as part of the main construction. As I indicated, the parking on the overall site has increased as a result of the residential improvements, as well as the introduction of the medical office, which has a slightly higher parking standard. The residential component, as we said previously when we reviewed this back in December of last year, really has helped to generate greater parking lot utilization. The parking lot is identical to what we have previously seen, so the pedestrian crosswalk between the kitchen facility to building number two still exists. That's in the central area of the main parking field here. So this was not originally shown prior to the December plans that we approved last year. This still is being reflected here. And then again, the parking that is down in this particular area is to help offset the overall increase in parking. The future spaces that were previously shown were 44. There are now only 36 future spaces, and those are denoted here in this particular bay. This is where the ATM drive-through is, so it is anticipated that the traffic flow will come between where the phantom or future parking is to be able to gain access to that ATM machine, which was part of the original December 2023 revision. The landscape plan is what you were looking at here. Those landscape plan treatments that are shown are compliant. The future parking has been calculated into the required green space standards, so when and if that parking does get constructed, while it may start as green, when the green comes out, the site still is fully compliant. And as we had previously discussed in December, the Discovery Park project is actually covered by an overall gross floor area maximum, as well as an impervious limitation maximum for the site for all of Discovery. The applicant is required to submit to us tracking tables that indicate that they are still within compliance as each revision or new development plan is proposed at Discovery. Those tables were provided to us, and our evaluation finds that these revisions do nothing to significantly impact what was available, and there is no exceeding of the current restrictions on the property. And again, as noted previously during our discussion at the end of the May 9 meeting, it is likely that we will be receiving a much long overdue major revision of the entire Discovery Park area in order to straighten up some of our zoning on the property, resulting in potentially a large chunk of this possibly coming out of planned district, but we have not yet finally finished doing all of the evaluation on that with the applicant at this point. With those notes and added commentary, we are recommending approval of the PD plan. It is consistent with the UDC's requirements, meets the requirements of the existing statement of intent for Discovery, and really has a minimal impact as it relates to this overall mixed-use development. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Before we go to questions for staff, if any members of the commission would like to recuse themselves on this case, please do so now.
Madam Chair, I choose to recuse myself on this case.
You are excused. Thank you. If any of my fellow commissioners have had any contact with parties to this case outside of a public hearing, please disclose so now. Seeing none, are there questions for staff? Commissioner McMahon.
FYI, I know Jack Cardetti and we BS with each other, but we have not discussed this case.
Very good. Any questions for staff? Seeing none, we'll go to public hearing. If any members of the public are here to discuss this case, please come forward. You know the drill.
Sure do. Hello, Jesse Stevens, Crockett Engineering, 1000 West Nifong. Had explained everything I think you need to hear about this. I don't have a formal presentation for you. We do continue to talk with Pat, and we're actively looking for ways to make the build out of Discovery Park easier, so that there will be stuff forthcoming on that. One thing I will point out on where the oval area that was removed is future parking. This is still a phased development, so don't expect that particular area of parking to be built until the building at Lot 3A gets built. So we're still trying to concentrate on, you know, phased build out, concentrating with the buildings that are being built. So with that, I'll answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the speaker? Commissioner McMahon?
Just real quick for public information. Jesse, how long do you expect the build out to take? Do you have clients?
Yeah, so for obviously the kitchen and then Lot 1A, the corner building, will be done this year. The building 2, hopefully later this summer, that gets started. And it'll probably take year and a half to build. But we don't have any formal plans yet on the buildings at 3A and 4A, but hopefully there will be some movement on that in the near future. But
so they're probably 18 to 24 anyway.
Yeah, right. You can expect those three buildings to get finished out in due course. We don't know yet exactly what's going to go on 3A and 4A.
All right. Thank you very much.
Any other questions for this speaker? Seeing none, thank you very much. Anyone else from the public here to speak on this case? Seeing none, we'll close public hearing and go to commissioner comment. Any commissioner comments? Commissioner McMahon.
My fellow commissioners do not have any more questions or comments. I have a motion. In the matter of case 1492024, PD plan revision for 3701 Discovery Parkway, I move to approve.
Second.
Approval was moved by Commissioner McMahon and seconded by Commissioner Dunn. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Carroll, when you're ready, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton? Has recused. Commissioner Dunn?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Aye.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Yes.
We have 7 yes votes. The motion carries.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. Are there any general public comments this evening? Seeing none. Commissioner Zinner, may we have some staff comments? Or Commissioner Zinner. I did it again. I don't know why I do that sometimes. I get in the habit.
That's all
Mr.
right.
Mr. Zinner.
I haven't quite elevated myself to that state yet, and I'll wait for many years. Your next meeting will be June 6th. We do have a regular work session scheduled for 5:30. We will have our regularly scheduled 7 p.m. Meeting. Schedule your vacations now because you do not have a meeting on June 20th. We will, however, at this point, have a work session unless I am otherwise informed that you all have decided to take me up on taking your vacation, and we don't have a quorum. So June 20, no regular meeting, but we do have a work session scheduled unless I am informed otherwise by a majority of your commissioners not being present. So your upcoming cases for June 6th will be a design adjustment. This is at the northwest corner of Veterans United Drive and State Farm Parkway. This is presently an undeveloped property immediately north of the Veterans United campus and east of the future Thompson Autism Center on the MU Medical Complex property. It is a 10-lot residential development that is being proposed at this, or not residential development, a 10-lot development that is inclusive of office, 9 office lots, and 1 multifamily zoned lot. You approved the preliminary plat at the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The design adjustment was discovered as a part of the final plat review of construction plan review for the northernmost lot of that 10 lots, and it does necessitate a design adjustment. And it is a design adjustment that is not common. This is a design adjustment that deals with street standards. So Mr. Kuntz will be giving the staff report on this. Some overlap between our Catso Major Roadway Plan and some other road classification related issues that have made this design adjustment necessary. And I will let Mr. Kuntz explain the finer details of that. But that is why this is on the agenda. So the preliminary plat right now is being held until the final plat and the design adjustment have been, or at least the design adjustment has been addressed. And we do have a development agreement that goes along with that preliminary plat, as Mr. Kuntz indicated at our last Planning Commission meeting. Then the following 2 items, as you can tell, are the same address, 2 different actions. We've got a permanent zoning, which precedes the preliminary plat. The applicant, this is for the Central Humane Society's new facility for their kennel and the shelter. It is currently Boone County RS zoning at the corner of Brown Station and Rangeline. They are seeking to take the entire acreage to MC. Mr. Kuntz as well will be giving you these 2 staff reports. So those are your items, your 3 items. We will do each as an individual vote, but we will present the Brown School Road request concurrently with one another. Just so we know where they are, your State Farm property, the 2 identical but differently titled maps for our Brown School Road. As many of you may have been aware, Monday night, Council did consider appointments to the Planning and Zoning Commission for terms expiring May 31, as well as the vacated position by Mr. Dunn, and it is Mr. Dunn's last meeting this evening. And it would be with be remiss if staff did not thank him for his service. The interesting outcome of Monday night's meeting was 2 of the 3 positions were appointed. The 3rd they could not get a vote on after 4 rounds of voting. So they have extended to the June 3rd council meeting the appointment of the remaining expiring term, which would be, depending on how you want to look at it, either Ms. Galway-Jones's or Mr. McMahon's term, but one of those terms has been filled as well. So we will be having joining us on June 3rd, Thomas Williams, as well as Carl Bessinger. Those are our two newest commissioners, so they will be joining us on the 6th of June. I will be sending out a welcome email to them top of next week. That is all we have to offer this evening. Again, no meeting on June 20th, no formal 7 p.m. meeting on June 20th, so take your vacations if you'd like, and we will look forward to seeing you then in 2 weeks.
Thank you. We will go to commissioner comments. Commissioner Dunn, would you like to start?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You know, I reflect on this last year here in planning and zoning, and I have a lot to be thankful for. This has been a tremendous learning opportunity for me, and you know, to say that this hasn't been challenging would be a lie. But you know, with all challenges comes great growing opportunities, and so I'm grateful to have that. You know, I definitely want to say thank you to all of the staff here at City of Columbia that works with the Planning and Zoning Commission. I know that you guys have to put in a lot of late nights, a lot of long hours, and you do a lot more work than what we directly see here. So I just want to say thank you for all the hours that you guys spend helping prep us for these meetings. I also want to thank City Council. You know, they were the ones that nominated me. And so, you know, thank you for their vote of support and confidence. Hopefully I did them justice with their nomination. And, you know, while I'm sad that my time here wasn't a full term, I'm definitely grateful for the time that I had. But also, I think most importantly, I really want to thank the fellow commissioners that I serve with. They've been some of the most tremendous people that I've had an opportunity to work with, some of the brightest minds that I've had an opportunity to work with. And, you know, this wouldn't have been half of an enjoyable experience without you guys. So I just want to say thank you for all your camaraderie, all of your, you know, taking the time to help educate me and pushing me to be better. So I just want to say thank you guys to that. And I think the last thing I just want to say is just kind of a challenge for our commissioners, for staff, for City Council. You know, Columbia is going to continue to grow. This is an amazing city, and with any city's growth, it's also going to become more expensive. And as we think about affordability of housing or affordability of services that the city provides, you know, I think that it's important to keep that at the forefront and prioritize that. Because it's a lot easier to make things more expensive. It's not easy to make things more affordable. And that's the hard work that needs to be done. And so I hope that everybody working on that issue keeps that at the forefront. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other commissioner comments for the evening? Commissioner McMahon?
We have no other comments. I have a motion.
Well, I'll do my thing.
I move to adjourn.
Well, no. Let me say my thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you were...
No. I didn't hear you. I didn't anticipate you. My apologies. I'll hold that.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Dunn. It's been great working with you, and I wish you were not leaving our fair city, but you will be greatly missed, and hopefully we'll have cause to see each other in the future. I suspect
so.
We will.
And all right, perhaps there's another Planning and Zoning Commission you might...
Perhaps.
I may have suggested that to my wife.
All right. Now, Commissioner McMahon, you may do.
If we're sure, now that I have my glasses on and can hear you, that none of you have any more comments, I move to adjourn.
Is there a second? Commissioner Dunn, did you second that?
Second.
Thank you. There has been a motion to adjourn made by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Dunn. Without objection, we will stand adjourned.